Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Wednesday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. In Richmond, you can check us out on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go wherever you may be. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf Official Heating and Cooling Company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, April 24th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Good morning. Johnny Cakes Allville's here.
Good morning, all. Hello.
And Jason Bishop.
Yeah.
On the program today, Greg Wyshynski is going to join us, senior NHL writer at ESPN. The Caps have dug themselves a little bit of a hole down 2-0 to the Rangers in the series. First home game for the Caps in this playoff series is Friday. We'll give away tickets at 8:45, so stay tuned for your chance to win tickets to the Caps. Actually, we have tickets for Game 4. We gave away tickets to Game 3 the other day, but we have tickets for Game 4 of the playoff series. It will at least go 4, so we'll do that at 8:45. Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, joins us at 9 o'clock. We've got the full crew, including Drab, back from Spain. He seems to have some jet lag,
it
seems.
Look at this guy.
Hola.
Look at this part.
¿Cómo estás?
Oh, he picked up the language.
Well, you were not only visiting Spain, you visited Morocco?
Yeah, I touched down, and we took a ferry to Morocco for a day.
Nice.
To Tangier. That place is chaotic, to say the least.
But beautiful.
Is it?
It's beautiful, but... yeah, it's a scammer's paradise. I mean, I don't even know what it. We were prepped the 2 hour ferry or bus ride there that like we were going to war.
Right,
I was telling Cakes they be prepared.
They got you on edge,
right? Yeah. But you visited another continent.
Yeah, you can check off Africa. on my bucket list.
If it was ever on.
That's all you need to see.
I want to say my daughter went to Morocco. You know, when she did her study abroad, she went to 14 or 15 countries. She went to Morocco and she did like a camel ride, and I think she did ATVs there and did the desert.
That sounds miserable.
Oh, she loved it.
Yeah, I know. I'm just speaking
for
me.
It does sound kind of miserable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, last thing I want to do is go to Africa and ride a camel.
But it looked very colorful from your pictures.
I can ride an ATV in West Virginia.
I can't tell you.
I don't need to go to Morocco to do that.
I can't tell you how many times I thought about Bickle on my vacation, thinking about how much he would hate this right now. Uh-huh. And then I was thinking about Lurch on the flight. He would be dying right now.
What was the total time in the plane back and forth?
Mm.
So what? Was it nine and nine?
Just yesterday was probably just on the plane.
Yeah,
11 and a half hours or so.
Ooh.
11 hours.
And going over what? About nine?
A little less. Yeah.
So call it 20 hours.
Yeah, but a no kid vacation, that must have been awesome.
Did you miss? You missed the girls.
You missed the kids, but it's great to have the no kid vacation.
You miss them when you think about them for about 2 minutes.
You miss them, yeah. You miss them, but you get over it. Yeah, trust me. Yeah.
Wow. So, life gives you a kick in the ass when as soon as I got back.
Yep.
They lost my bag. My bag is gone. I have no idea where one of our bags is.
It'll show up.
I came home. There,
still a pain in the butt.
A stack of bills to the ceiling.
Of course.
And my garage door is broken. And I've been, I've been home for like 5 hours.
Oh, you got in at like a 1?
No, I mean, I got home like at 9 o'clock last night, but.
Yeah, you got all kinds of stuff going
on. I have no idea what time it is there. 3 a.m.
Garage door's broken?
It's like hanging off. It's like barely. I couldn't even get out. Hanging off the hinges.
Did her parents come to your house to watch the girls, or did they go over to the in-laws?
They came over. Grandma came over. Yeah.
So Gigi came over. She probably broke the door.
It was a little felt.
Well, what was the highlight? I saw lots of pictures. I wasn't necessarily absorbing it. I mean, I saw the tennis stuff, but what was the highlight for you?
Being off work.
Picking up a cold. playing on the red clay.
On the red clay.
Yeah, I played one of the days. I played at an awesome resort tennis facility.
Yeah,
it looked baller from seeing it.
Or you just got to hang out with your pops and your mom. You don't see that often.
Yeah, the tennis was awesome. Yeah, we're playing with my dad and my wife picked it up. First time she's obsessed. She wants a brand new $300 racket.
Of course, yeah.
The whole thing.
What's a new Babylon silly?
Well, you talk to Doug. He'll
better bring her to Tennistopia.
Yeah. Oh, I heard Tennistopia came by.
They did.
And
they brought a big old box of gear.
Hey, look, it's good. It was my first time in Europe. I'm sure most of you guys have been, I think.
I have not.
I don't know. I might be the only one.
I've been there. Jason, hold on. I've been there twice. I meant Spain and Italy.
I thought Cakes went to the Canary Islands or something.
No, I was scheduled to. Then
COVID,
world shut down.
Oh,
couldn't
go. Oh yeah.
Boned.
You should redo that.
Probably right. Probably should at some point.
Can I tell you? They always say ugly Americans. Can I tell you who the big donks are?
Yeah, please. Who's the real? Who are the real uglies?
French.
Uglies.
No.
Oh, I know, can we guess? Are they other Europeans?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna guess. Irish.
English soccer hooligans.
English or Irish?
I'm gonna lump them in together, but.
The Brits.
The Irish and the Brits are just dogs.
They just, what do they do?
They got terrible teeth.
Just their hearting teeth. Big fatties, bald.
Oh, yeah. They just drink Guinness all day.
So pale and just cooking in that sun until they're beet red.
Yeah, they don't care. Sunblock, no sunblock.
Never sunblock. They're just out there just being sloppy and happy.
Hey, why do you sunblock for?
Yeah, they're not attractive, but they are pretty cool. They're nice people.
Oh, so much fun.
Yeah.
They're nice people.
They're just.
Hey, can someone bring me a pint while I'm cooking on the beach?
They're just hillbillies. They look like hillbillies.
They're the European hillbillies.
European Laurel. That's hilarious. The chicks aren't attractive?
Not particularly, no.
Yeah, that's great.
And the Irish are like the gypsy version of the British.
Now you have to educate me. Is Spain like a big getaway for the Brits?
Yeah, because the weather's better. The weather's much better. Yeah.
All right, that makes sense.
Is everybody smoking cigarettes?
Yeah.
Dude, I thought of Cakes, too. So many cigarettes.
Cigs
everywhere.
I got
so psyched. It was almost romantic.
Yeah, did you feel a hankering to just have one?
Try one?
Cigarette machines everywhere.
Right. I kind of like the cigarette smell. Now, I like the weed smell, but I like the cigarette smell.
Please tell me that the old school cigarette machines with like the hand... With the handles?
Oh, no. These are new age. Very slim looking.
Okay,
cute.
Cute cigarette.
Like, hey, come get some cancer from this cute looking machine.
They made it seem like
it's just a walk in the park.
They've
nothing.
Missed the whole, I mean, the vaping thing or you're not supposed to, cancer thing.
They don't have the big thing on the Surgeon General warnings is smoking these will kill you.
How much is a pack? I'd be curious to know.
I mean, look.
Well,
I mean,
here,
everything's butt cheap.
Like,
over
if you
there.
Buy like a pack that's not like a generic pack. I think they're like $10. Like it's butt expensive to smoke in America now. Mm. Probably overseas too.
Did you know? Now this was a long time. It was a long time ago that I was in Spain. But did you notice the bars and restaurants didn't open until late?
Yeah, like 5 o'clock.
Yeah, they
or they'll just shut down in the middle of the day.
They just shut down.
Siesta.
And yeah, I just remember them opening late. Way past 5 o'clock.
What was the food
I don't think anybody
like?
Works over there. Everyone just goes.
Chill.
Yeah, they just chill. They have a 4-hour lunch break.
Here's the three nubbiest things about Spain.
All right.
Their cars are embarrassing.
Okay, one.
Just tiny, tiny. They look like they cost about $8,000 to make. Parking brands you've never heard of.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, every day I saw 20 new brands I've never heard of.
Mm.
No one's driving a silly Ford or anything, you know.
So many Peugeots.
I saw so many Peugeots. Those that nubs French brand.
Saabs.
Centurion, Skidoba or something. Just
Fiat.
Nub, right? Saw nubs Fiats.
Does Saab even exist anymore? That used to, we used to see those.
Are they done? Are they done, Zoe?
I think
you could be
so.
Right. Yeah. I don't know.
Wasn't that a Swedish car?
I think so. It's definitely Scandinavian.
They're hot tubs. There's some national law.
Okay.
Eric would have been Rick. The hot tub can't be hotter than the human body. So it tops out at like 97 degrees or something
right,
like that. It's like getting into a,
silly.
I mean, it was pointless.
It's bath water.
Hot tubs everywhere. It's in for bath water.
That's really
then the worst
weird.
Thing is they're ground beef. It's hurting. They can't make a cheeseburger to save their life.
No. Yeah.
Why? Grabs in Spain ordering hamburgers.
American food is first off is silly.
Yeah.
I'll never joan on it. So
yeah,
silly.
Yeah. Embrace it. Wrap your arms around
Everybody
it.
Loves Spanish food. You got to be a big seafood geek to love it.
See, that's the problem.
I like
seafood.
Everyone's ordering octopus and Drab's going, oh, come on, double cheeseburger.
I ate all that crap. But I had to test the McDonald's.
Okay.
I had to test. I don't know what we do here that makes it so silly.
Yeah.
It's just different.
Can't be replicated.
Either they kill the cow at a different age, or they mix things into their beef, or there's no fat in it.
More chemicals. Yeah. They got so many more chemicals over
here. It's horrible. They're cheeseburgers, unedible.
That's one thing I did not do over there is try fast food restaurants.
Did you sample any other American fare while
that.
You were over there? Just
did you see Did you see any like topless beaches or anything like that?
Yeah.
Look at him grinning.
My dad, I told you, he was more into it than I was.
Yeah.
And Sarah wanted to go down there a bunch too.
She did? Did she want to fling her top off?
She was kind of sized to do that.
She really was?
Yeah.
She's a flasher?
I don't think she ever did. No, it's just she wanted to be in the moment.
Yeah. Would she have done it with your parents there?
No.
It had to be just you and her.
I was just an Instagram boyfriend for. I must have taken 2,000 photos over the week.
Were you groaning?
And then let me tell you this. I showed Valdez this
morning. Oh, this is great.
This was the most titillating part of the whole trip. Yesterday, I'm on a plane. There's a 25-year-old girl in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Not like smoking hot or anything, just like a normal-looking mm-hmm. girl. She was reading on her Kindle the most erotic novel I've ever seen. My mind has never even thought these such dirty thoughts. And she was reading it next to her mother.
She's reading erotica
right next
on
to her.
A flight?
She must have been so horny sitting in the seat. It would be impossible. Bick, I took a picture.
Yeah.
I'll bring it in for you.
You gotta read the passage.
He's gonna get all
I read the passage and felt uncomfortable.
Really?
How much could you read on the air?
How did you take a picture of it? You just were trying to be sly?
Yeah, it looks like he just like leaned over.
Did you take a picture of the girl?
It gets very uncomfortable on the air.
I want to see the girl.
Read some of those passages.
Well, it's very NSFW.
Yeah.
But then I showed it to my wife, and then I think she started getting
sized on the plane. Because
she started reading it.
It's crazy. I mean, that's as graphic as you can be. What you say?
What do they call that, Mile High Club?
And then she was just there with her mom? Do chicks normally read lit erotica? I feel like that's a guy thing, no?
Oh, no, they...
No, they definitely...
It was like a romance novel.
Yeah, I mean...
Like
romance novels are
don't
like
you remember
that?
Fabio? It's a women. It's
a
women
a
dominant.
Fabio.
Of course not. But who do you think the market is?
Well, the
market's women.
But this is like
yeah. But
this
women.
Is triple
there's
X
no
rated
way.
Porn.
There's no way women think like that.
This is triple X rated.
Believe me, I read like 6 pages behind her. It was like there was some beast involved, or sucking blood, or vampire. It was like a whole thing.
Mm. Oh, I had no idea.
Isn't that what Cowboy Todd's wife writes?
Yeah. But I had no idea that it's that dirty.
How graphic was it?
I mean, every
Jason, you should read it. You might have movement for the first time in a decade.
First time, yeah.
Yeah, there might be stirring.
It's been a while.
I thought it was just like a romance model, novel. It's like some romance. There's no romance in that.
The reason I looked at it, because I was like, it would be funny if this girl was reading a romance novel on the plane. And then I looked at it, and I was like, oh, my God. I started getting sized. I know she was sized. Showed my wife. She was definitely sized. She would have gone to the bathroom with
most benign part.
As he gripped, can I say? I can
no.
say.
No,
you better
being
stop.
Too descriptive.
I mean, it's just
biscuit,
okay. Right?
Now you've hit a speed bump. Now you can't read whatever that is.
Yeah.
Those Irish are horny girls.
Horny lasses.
What was the girl about? You know what? What was she about? A 7? 7 out of 10?
Yeah.
But so when she's reading this, she's about a 9.
Yeah, you're pretty accurate.
When you're reading this, you get a little
red
bit.
Hair.
I think it was a little red.
Fair skin, red hair.
I'm trying to think what else. So you rode a camel. What other exotic things?
I don't
did
think
you
he
do?
Said he rode a camel.
No, my wife jumped on the camel.
She did.
That was a little too touristy for
me. Anything else kind of weird like
all
that?
Right, what was the best meal you had?
Paella.
And where was it?
Oh, isn't paella loaded with seafood?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to eat that.
It's probably an American meal. Did you have a good steak dinner somewhere?
I had so much seafood.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I was trying all that crap.
I love seafood.
I mean, I ate it all. Prawns, so many prawns, yes. Prawns on
just
everything.
Just call them shrimp. They're shrimp.
Did they have the heads on them?
No, I think they cut them off.
Okay.
I don't know.
Did you get your parents to pay for a lot of the meals? Yeah.
I felt pretty embarrassed. Not enough to say no.
Right.
Well, did you ever offer? Did you say, Dad, I got to at least buy this dinner?
No, they do this thing where they, because my other brothers all live, family right. lives over there, so they say, we always treat them, so we want to treat you. But it was getting to the point.
It was out of hand. Right.
Yeah. It's gratuitous, yeah.
I mean, right. They're paying for tours, they're paying, right. I mean, I didn't pay a dime, really.
So what
you're free rolling.
Hey, that's silly.
What about, so did you think about your next meals. Vacation with them during the vacation?
Yeah, the people always talk, yeah. That was like 20% of our conversation. Where to next?
What's nice. Next?
So now you're into like exotic vacations. You got to do something. Like you can't just go to
adventures.
The beach.
No, I don't. Exotic isn't for me. I'm a history buff.
You're a history buff.
You
I'm
are.
I'm a history buff.
First what time I've heard that.
I've never heard that before.
I'm like, intellectual.
You know, tell me one thing about the Renaissance.
Yeah, like the history of the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah. Spell yeah. Renaissance.
Yeah, like what kind
history
of history are you into? So you're into like Spanish history now?
Or? Sure, yeah.
Yeah. Conquistadors. Tell me one conquistador, Jared.
Yeah.
I learned about the Spanish War at the Pablo Picasso Museum.
Oh, my God. So you have to just stand
couple
around.
Cathedrals, that couple mosques, that whole bit.
Oh. I mean, it just sounds miserable.
You enjoyed the architecture?
What was the Airbnb or whatever you stayed in? Was it comfortable? Bed comfortable? Nice?
Oh, the Marriott? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the Marriott. Oh, of course. Okay.
But you know what? When you go
we were just talking about hotel rooms, and Bickle was saying yesterday he doesn't sleep very well.
I think when you go to Europe in particular... And I'm sure if you went to like South America or Asia, it's just a totally different look and vibe. Hey, you know, you're not used to that. I don't know if they had cobblestone streets, but it's just like the look of the towns are totally different.
So, I got to know if he's kidless. Vacation buns?
Oh, for sure. 100%.
Oh, yeah.
100%. You just were quiet.
Honestly, like five times. It was too much.
Yeah, it was too much.
As Frank Reynolds will say on It's Always Sunny, you definitely smushed a lot.
But
a lot of smushing.
I built up enough goodwill for like, I think, like a month. I have to. Right? How much more could you want?
She was just crawling all over you?
That was a sangria talk.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
That'll do it.
That's great.
Drab was Leon in this.
He was. Yeah.
In the novel.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of bouncing.
Yeah.
What about your parents? You didn't hear them smushing.
No. Thank God.
Yeah, God forbid. No, you don't want that.
All right. Well, I'm glad you did that. What's the leader in the clubhouse for the next adventure? What did you guys think?
I honestly might move to Malaga in like a couple weeks.
Because you liked it so much?
When you're on vacation, you're like, what am I doing with my life? Now I know why Lurch is dying to move to Hilton Head or wherever
he's
going.
Hey, remember yesterday we were talking about what percentage of people think about their next vacation?
Yeah. Yeah. He's in that 20%.
That 20% is false.
Yeah, it's way higher. Has to be.
I was like, I could be.
It's much higher.
I could be a bus driver.
Sure, I could be a street vendor.
I could do this. Pick something up.
Yeah.
It's just something relaxing, and like it's so, it just feels amazing.
You could open a nacho stand somewhere on the street in Malaga.
You could sweep the clay off the court.
Right. Dude, so was your plane ride, was it just a normal plane? Like you're on a freaking, like Southwest? I mean, I'm sure it wasn't, but I
Aer Lingus.
So was it just like a regular seat? Like how do you
everything
sit?
Was normal except for the plugs. You gotta get the right plugs.
Right. So how do you sit there for that long without getting like restless legs and
you read the porno the girls reading in front of you?
Right. Yeah.
60 of those minutes.
That's how you get by.
She was on a different Aer Lingus.
Yeah, yes, you are.
Well, Drabby, you're on vacation. You just missed out of another week of Drake May versus Jaden Daniels.
Thankfully, it's coming to an end very soon.
And the Caps losing, digging themselves a hole. We'll get into it. As I mentioned, Greg Wyshynski will join us at 8 o'clock. See if the Caps still have a shot in this series. Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, they lost yesterday.
Shohei was in town.
Went Shohei yard. Hit 450
yep.
foot home run.
Does he have a new interpreter, by the way? Or is he just handling it himself?
I think he's got a new one.
He got a new one?
I think he's handling more of it by himself. They said they wanted him to become more social, more comfortable. But I think he's got a new guy, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, he's got a new guy place his bets.
That's what I wonder. I don't know.
If you want to chime in throughout the show, 800-636-1067 is the number. You can also text us on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can tweet us at Junks Radio. Coming up next, we'll open up the Junkie Sports page, get into the NBA playoffs, the Caps, and more. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back, Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 8:45, give you a chance to win some Caps tickets for Game 4. That's Sunday against the Rangers, Capital One Arena. Hopefully the series will be 2-1 before that game. Game 3 on Friday. Cakes will be there.
Friday. Need that bad.
You'll be there?
Need it desperately, yes.
Time now to open up the Junkie Sports page, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep has all of your energy and performance needs covered. Get some now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
Thought about going. Taking Jim Van Stone up on his offer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You thought about it. Thought
also,
about it long and hard.
Another buddy of mine offered me, he's got tickets basically on the glass.
Mm-hmm.
Basically on the glass.
Right. I mean,
I think it's second row back.
I don't know why you would turn that down for a playoff game.
Because you know. Well, you know me.
It's a Friday night.
I know, but you know me.
I know you, but I mean, you can't let your hair down a little bit on a Friday night for a Caps playoff game.
I know, I thought
in
about
DC.
It. I just rather would watch it at home. Just some homebody.
You are a homebody.
It's just a lot. It's
look,
a
if they would have won last night and it's 1-1, there's a little bit more excitement.
Yeah, more buzz.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get into it. All right, so last night, game two at the Garden, 4-3 Rangers. I think there were 11 power plays. Let me see if I have that right. I think there were
should have been at least 12, right, Cakes?
Well, yeah. Maybe if it was a major penalty, which it was being reviewed for.
Yeah.
Could have been 13.
Yeah. Power play opportunities. 5 for the Capital, 6 for the Rangers.
Right. And if you look at the box score,
and
they took
advantage of them, too.
Caps scored on two of the power plays, but
so did the Rangers.
A lot of the power plays still looked just broken and disjointed, and they gave up a shorthanded goal, which was
that's a
backbreaker.
You know what I did when
Turned the TV off?
When Ovi turned the puck over and they were down 4-2. I said, this game's over because they're not going to score 5.
As soon as that happened, I considered doing that because I was frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was just like, it's just sometimes it happens. And when you're when you have no confidence in your power play and Ovi just fumbles the puck and turns it over, sometimes these weird things happen, especially in the playoffs. And I, of course, stuck it out till the end.
I thought there was a nice flurry at the end that people.
Yeah, tell me maybe, about the third period.
Well, I mean, obviously they had the big hit on Oshie of all people, right? You almost wonder if they were targeting him, right?
Well, I mean, from what some of the guys on the ice said, I think it was Wilson who said it definitely looked like Panarin was targeting his head. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the replay, you know, 100 times, like if you watched it and you watched it online, like he skates towards him, he loads up his elbow and his shoulder, and he strikes him right in the head area. Now, when you slow it down, some people might be like, oh, he hit him in the upper neck, and it wasn't quite his head. But you knew what the intention was there from Panarin. They stop play because Oshie's down on the ice.
Mm-hmm.
They go to review it because it looks like a major penalty. They have the people in Toronto review it. Oshie skates off the ice because he's injured.
Right.
The concussion spotters make him leave the ice. So that's what Carberry was talking about in the post game. Like, all right, well, if you're making him leave the ice because of contact to the head, that's got to be at least a minor penalty, if not a major.
Right.
And then you come back with
nothing,
no penalty, and just stick the dagger in even more. They give McMichael a penalty for defending his guy,
mm-hmm.
for cross-checking.
It was the most bizarre sequence.
And look, I'm clearly biased. I'm a Caps fan, but you can look at that outside of the lens of being a Caps fan. The guy cheap-shotted the guy in the head, which is something the NHL is trying to get out of the game.
And there was nothing. There was no penalty.
There's a ref literally standing. If you see the replay, there's a ref standing 8 to 10 feet away looking directly at it.
It was really bizarre.
I just don't understand the rationale.
Look, some of the Caps players after the game were kind of being nice about when they were asked about the officiating.
Right.
Stromer being one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I guarantee you, off mic, they were just killing those guys.
Stromer was commenting that, you know, like they're calling stuff in the playoffs like they're not even calling during the regular season.
Two of the bigger problems, though, that the team is having overall, down 2-0. The games aren't the type of games that they want to have.
Right.
Too high scoring. We know that this team's going to win games if they're lower scoring. And number two, Ovi can't get anything going.
Yeah. That's a huge
Coach
problem.
Coach Carberry called him out. Greg Wyshynski, who we'll have on the show at 8, tweeted out, I'm not sure I've ever heard Alex Ovechkin basically called out by a Capitals coach like I just heard from Spencer Carberry. We have the audio.
Just curious, when you say that Ovechkin's struggling, what does that look like to you? Is it lack of shot volume, or what does it look like to you when you say he's struggling?
A little bit of that. I think there's two things that I notice when he's struggling is he's not getting, like in a game 5-on-5, and even I group the power playing with him, is he should on a nightly basis get 4 or 5 looks. And you know, whether they go in or not, that's the first part, is he's not getting those looks. So whether that's a product of his matchup, whether that's a product of his line combination, whether he's playing a role in that, we've got to find a way to get him in spots where it's him and Shesterkin and he's within the top of the circles. The second thing that I see is his shot gets blocked. That's where I see, okay, it's off just a touch. Like even that 6-on-5, win the draw, steps, shin pads, like that. And like I said, he can find that in one instance. We get back home and that thing is, you know, in a good spot on net. So those are the two things that I sort of see, but he'll be good. He's been through so many of this, so many situations like this. I expect him to step up big time in game 3.
I was thinking that exact same thing that Wyshynski said. I can't remember a Caps coach publicly to the media saying something like that.
I mean,
I didn't feel like it was critical.
It was that bad.
No, I don't think it was critical.
He wasn't hammering him. I didn't think. But
no, but I still, to say he's struggling.
He knows he needs more out of him. He has one shot through 2 games.
I mean, I know Reardon would never say that
right.
in media. I don't think even Coach Lav would say that. I don't know. It was just Carbs just doesn't hold back.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, he
doesn't.
He does not. He tells it like he sees it.
Well, all I know is I felt better.
And then he turned the puck over to create the shorthand.
That was just an awful fumble by him.
That's why I said, go on to sleep.
I know I felt better as the game ended because it was that little flurry. But I have to say, you know, when I had my 30% chance of them winning, I was down to 12 yesterday. Now I'm down to about 2.
2%.
I'm down to 24. 48 to 36 to 24. If they win game three, back to 36. Win game four, back to 48.
Mm. So
you got to handle your business at home.
You're doing a 12-bit, but there's no way you just really think that it's 24%.
Well, they have won all their home games against the Rangers. And I do think this was a closer game. Look, game one, the score was bad. They really just had a bad 3 minutes. Now, in right. those 3 minutes, they gave up three goals. I think overall they played a competitive game yesterday.
Yeah, but again, before they scored on it, they gave up the shorty, obviously, but before that, there were probably at least two or three chances where Lindgren could have been beaten on a shorthanded goal because they just couldn't bring the puck up the ice for whatever reason. They were turning it over in the neutral zone. It was just ugly. That needs to be rectified going forward, or they have less than 0% chance of winning the series.
Also, stick deflections, yeah. Like the Rangers got on the first goal with Trocheck, I think is his name. Vinny Trocheck.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just so lucky.
Well, you can counter that. Like, Willie's first goal was, he deflected a shot point.
I know,
I'm just
bitter that the Rangers got that.
I know,
that.
Sometimes you need those, the Caps need those bounces in this series because they're the team that's scoring challenged.
I mean, that puck's this wide.
I don't know.
And it's going 120 miles an hour.
These guys have an amazing...
And they deflect it right into the net.
Amazing hand-eye. Like, they work on it every day.
I know. They're professional hockey players. I get it. It's just lucky to me.
All right, let me go to Chris in Upper Marlboro. Chris, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, what's up, Richard Gear of the Junkies?
Thank you. Thank you. That is true. Drab, you missed that. It was called Richard Gear of the Junks.
Hey, so it was me who called the other day and was talking about the refs, and EB asked me if I'm always all over the refs. Last night was beyond bad. I mean, before the penalty to Oshie, they missed at least four obvious penalties on us. There was a blatant trip on Ferravari. There was a cross check. There was a boarding call. I mean, they were just bad all around.
And by the way, let me interrupt you for one second. I think some of the bad blood between Panarin and Oshie. Oshie definitely high sticked Panarin, and they missed it.
Mm-hmm.
So then I think that the Panarin hit was after that,
right? And they did. Then that's
absolutely
why he kind of did target him,
right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
Absolutely. But that doesn't mean that Panarin didn't have a penalty. And I mean, like Cake said, the big point is that how can the league watch this and not take action? Because like this spotter pulled him off of the ice. It wasn't anybody. It wasn't him just leaving on his own. The league said he had to leave. It's like an NFL player getting pulled out and going to concussion protocol. What I do want to say though, is that after that game, I actually think that the Caps can beat this team. The Rangers are not that good. And if we can put it all together, we only got to win one game on the road. Now, we got to take care of business at home, I understand. And that's going to be, the thing. But we split with them in the season at home. So I do not think that team is better than us, though.
I think they're actually pretty good.
What do you mean they're not? Hold on.
They seem pretty talented.
They had the best record in the Eastern Conference. How are they not better? Come on.
Well, no,
you're being a little too biased here.
No. No, they played them to within an inch of their life last night, and the Rangers just barely held on by the skin of their chinny chin chin. Look, they are not that much better than the Capitals.
I don't know how much better, but I mean they've won what, 4 of 6, and they're up 2-0.
Thank you, Chris. I like your optimism. And I appreciate
all right,
that.
See you, boys.
I just disagree with that.
Look, you get Ovi unlocked at home, you win game three, and you're right back in it.
All right. I hope that happens. Believe me.
2% for the series.
I think my number stands right now at like 10%.
Yeah.
And that might be a little bit optimistic.
Right.
But if they get a win Friday, that number will get popped up. It'll get a bump.
Mm-hmm. How did you think Lindgren played? Fine, right? Made some saves.
Thought
he was all right.
I don't think he was the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, deflection is just puck luck for them.
Yeah.
The other one was there was two shorthanders. Or I'm sorry, one shorthander and two power plays. Mm-hmm. Well, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm. He came out of his crease and made a big. Do you remember that one save he came?
Yeah,
yes.
Way out. Mm-hmm. That was great.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Caps now trail the Rangers 2-0. Game 3 on Friday. We're giving away tickets to Game 4 coming up at 8:45 here on the Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You want your latest Jaden Daniels nugget from Albert Breer?
Sure. Give it to me.
He says, I do think Jaden Daniels will be a Commander, and since filing a notebook, I don't have his notebook. He said, I've gotten more confirmation that the sides have talked and cleared the air. Earl Forsey, I guess, had tweeted out the note from the notebook where he says, a team in the top 10 told me Monday they'd heard that any remaining issues between the Commanders and Jaden Daniels' camp had been smoothed over. And
nice.
I'm not finding many people with rival teams that don't think the Heisman winner is DC bound.
Yeah, it seems like.
So they can swerve and go with Drake May or J.J. McCarthy or somebody else, but all the other teams believe.
I think I'm putting the Commanders are taking.
Is there any chance
on Daniels?
Is there
going
any
to?
Chance that the Bears shock the world and take Daniels?
No.
I'd be stunned
no
by
chance?
That.
I think so. I don't think so because they're already talking to their agent, right, about negotiating.
Are they really? I haven't seen that.
I think so. I think that's what they do. With
this seemed to be a false report. Like, I just didn't buy it, and I didn't check if it was from The Onion or something like that. But I saw that somebody said that Ryan Poles, the GM, already had Jaden Daniels on his screensaver.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well,
I find that highly unlikely.
We haven't talked about
that
it at all.
That sounds farcical.
But let's talk about it for a second. Let's say they do shock everyone.
Yeah.
And then do they just run up to the podium and draft the guy that paints his fingernails? That's who they're going to go draft?
Yes.
Probably.
Most likely,
know.
Yes.
Because most scouts, look, if you believe most scouts, they believe he's the best.
Yeah.
And he's been the best for 2 years.
They're less worried about him painting his fingernails and more concerned that he can be their franchise savior quarterback.
Right. All right.
He's probably going to have a very successful rookie season, I'm guessing, a la C.J. Stroud, because he's walking into a team that has D.J. Moore and Keenan Allen.
Got some
and
weapons.
They brought in DeAndre Swift, mm-hmm. yep. and he's got Cole Kmet. He's set up for success.
And there's talk they may also draft another wideout with the number 9 pick.
They'll probably bolster the other line.
What if they took Brock Bowers at 9?
Right.
And you've got two stud tight ends
yeah.
for your rookie quarterback.
Well, I think at the end of the day, assuming Caleb goes 1 and...
Now, if Drake May goes 3 to the Pats, they got nothing.
I think that at the end of the day, it's just coming down to just pure talent. And Jaden's, I think, overall talent is just too hard to pass up. Whether he hits or not, nobody knows. But he's just got too many weapons.
Yeah.
All right,
he's just capable of too much.
We're kind of jumping back into the sports page here, sticking with the draft, which is tomorrow, 8 o'clock. Well, won't start at 8. I'm sure it'll start about 8:20.
They're pretty good about, like, they'll come in and do a quick intro, and they'll put
on the clock.
They'll put Chicago the Bears on the clock with the quickness.
All right. But apparently the Raiders have been trying to move up to the Commander spot. According to CBS Sports,
there's been a lot of the reporting that the Commanders are set at number two. Like, both. There's interest for people to move up. Raiders, obviously, one of the teams.
Correct.
But that the Commanders are saying, okay, thanks for your interest. Your deal isn't blowing us away. As of now, we're sticking at two.
Yeah. But I just thought it was interesting that the Raiders have been calling both Washington and New England to try and move up two or three. That they do like Penix, so they could stick with Penix at 13.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens there.
I liked Penix had a tweet or Instagram post, something on social media, where he said something to the effect of, you know, he doesn't mind the MRIs, but people really need to do an EKG of him.
Check his heart.
Yes. Yes. Mm.
That bit.
If you got that dog in it.
All right. Quickly before the end of the segment, baseball last night. Dodgers are in town. Of course, the Nats took the series in L.A.
When Corbin pitched well.
Corbin pitched. That might be the best he's pitched maybe ever as a Nat.
Yeah, I think 5 1/3 scoreless?
Scoreless.
Like you, no, you
he was
game.
Dynamite in 2019.
I know.
I'm just
kind of being facetious. Well, okay, yeah. But recent. But yeah. Considering recent, the fact the that he was pitched. Facing Betts Otani, Freeman, Will Smith, Oscar Hernandez, all those guys, and he was really good. Now, Otani did hit a home run, his sixth. That was in the ninth. You know, game was pretty much over at that point. But
just a massive shot, 450-footer.
Crushed it. C.J. Abrams went 3 for 5, hitting .316, effing stud. Bad news for the Nats. Lane Thomas was trying to steal a base in the fifth inning, hurt his knee, left the game. He's going to have an MRI. I'm going to ask Riz today, you know, what are you thinking? Is it going to be serious? They can't lose Lane Thomas.
He's got 11 steals.
He's not going to speculate on air, right?
No, maybe. But I'm going to off the record.
Oh, okay.
You know, off the record stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're right. Corbin, 5 1/3, 3 hits, didn't allow a run. And his ERA is still pretty high. It's near 7, but the bullpen lost it. Hunter Harvey wasn't very good, gave up a couple runs. So the Nats are 10-12. The Dodgers are 14-11. The Dodgers actually have not played well when someone other than Tyler Glass now pitches. I believe he started 6 games, and I think they've won 5 of the 6. So all the other guys, including Paxton, who pitched last night, haven't been faring too well for the Dodgers. But you know, their lineup is still very good. So they're 14-11, which is kind of surprising through 25 games, considering some other teams are, you know, 18-6, and the Braves are just running away with the division. Orioles. All right, we won't do the holiday tracker, but he did have a hit and a run.
All right, that sounds like a tracker.
I do the C.J. Abrams tracker.
I know.
For the Nats, so I got it.
That's your guy.
Yeah. So we do player trackers.
9-game hitting streak for C.J. Abrams.
The Angels did win over the Orioles, so they've split the series so far. Grayson Rodriguez, he wasn't very good last night. 11 hits, 7 earned runs. Mike Trout was actually leading off. Trout has been in a slump the last 10 or 11 games, and he led off the bottom of the first with a dinger, his ninth. But the Angels get the win 7-4.
Who's leading the majors in dingers?
Might be Trout.
Trout's got to be up there.
That's
I can check right
that's
now.
That's right up there. At this point,
I would think he's probably up there with 9. Ozuna for Atlanta's got a bunch too. Let me see.
Yeah, Trout leads it, and Ozuna with 9.
Oh, so they're tied.
Then the next guys all have 7.
Yep,
including Gunnar Henderson from Baltimore.
Yep. All right. So real quick, NBA playoffs last night.
Road teams actually got some dubs.
There were. Yeah, Pacers beat the Bucks by 17. Of course, Giannis still isn't playing for Milwaukee.
Siakam was big for him.
37. Mm. Mavs got a win, so they even up that series against the Clips, 96-93. Luke had 32.
Do you realize?
And the T-Wolves beat the Suns. We were talking about during the break. Bradley Beal's been a big duddy for the Suns since they made that trade.
Hey, you know what? Credit the Wiz. Wiz win that trade. Wiz win the deal, shipping out Beal.
I mean, the Suns clearly.
What'd they get back?
Doesn't matter. Look at what Beal's doing.
Well, they got Chris Paul, right?
Yeah, and then they dumped him.
They got draft picks.
But the Suns made that trade thinking Bradley Beal would be that third, you know, deadly weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And
here's what they got. They got out from underneath his massive guaranteed salary.
That was the win.
That's what they got.
I just wanted to jock my guy Luka for a second. And who knows where that's going to be a tight series. Kawhi came back last night. And he was solid. He
missed all his three-point attempts. But Luka's played in 30 playoff games, and these are his averages. Tell me if this is good, Cakes.
Mm-hmm.
30 playoff games, he's averaging 32.5 points per game.
It's pretty good.
9.3 rebounds per game and 7.8 assists.
Mm-hmm. I'll accept it. I'll take that line.
He's a great player.
Getting back to Beal. Beal hasn't played a full season in 6 years. Now, yeah. One of those years was COVID. All right. So I throw that out. So 5 years. He's always hurt.
It's only going to get worse. I mean, he's 30 now.
And he played 53 games this year. And, you know, he's had 14 and 15 in the two games in the playoffs.
They have individually good players in Devin Booker, KD. I mean,
well, he's a stud. I mean,
KD's Booker, an all-time great. Booker's getting there as an absolute beast. Bradley Beal's a good player. They just haven't figured out a way for it to work. And the Timberwolves are a really good team.
They are very good. And at home, they're 30-11. Did you see Grayson Allen come down on his ankle?
I didn't.
Did not.
I was wondering when I looked at the box score, he only had a bucket, so he must not have played much.
Oh, he got hurt. Yeah. He got hurt like 15 minutes into the game.
I can barely listen to descriptions of gruesome ankle injuries. I don't like it.
It was brutal.
Yeah. You know what? Thank you for not going into the gory details.
I saw it one time, and then when they showed the replay, I couldn't look.
Was it him landing on another player's ankle?
He was going up
or another player's leg?
He was going up to block a shot, and I think he came down on
it. Terrible.
It was awful.
Remember, coming up at 8:45, we'll give you a chance to win Caps tickets for Game 4 at Capital One Arena. Keep it here. We're the Junkies on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.